Good morning. This is Kemp Haar, and you're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have the president of the client events division of the National Trade Productions, which is a mouthful, but he's basically the president of Coverings, the show, which is about 3 weeks away. How you doing this morning, Glenn?
Doing just fine. Thanks, Kemp.
All right. So, Glenn Feeder, I'm glad you could spend time with us. We're about 3 weeks, as I said, to the show, and I wonder if you could fill our listeners in with what's new with Coverings this year.
Well, sure. We've got a few things happening this year that are new. The first is the Spectrum and Prism Awards are going to be held on the first night of the show as a reception. So Tuesday, April 29th at 5:30 in the evening, the honors will go out to the most innovative use of tile and stone in architecture. The same type of, you know, prize money, a little bit over $30,000. Is available, and Doug Wilson, the star of Trading Spaces and Moving Up, who's also going to be a Coverings keynote speaker, will MC that ceremony and help get the whole celebration kicked off to what we feel is going to be the best Coverings event in history.
All right, so it actually does kick off on Tuesday the 29th.
Tuesday the 29th at 5:30 of the awards, that's right.
Okay, and it continues on until, I guess, May 2nd on Friday, doesn't it?
That's right. The show closes at 3 p.m. Friday, May the 2nd.
Okay, and Wednesday is actually the first day of the exhibit?
That's right.
Okay, yep. Good. And so you just mentioned a minute ago that one of your keynotes he's the star of what show, did you say?
Trading Spaces and Moving Up to TLC.
Okay.
Program's Doug Wilson.
Doug Wilson. And can you give us a few other of your keynote?
Sure. That's actually something else that's new this year. We've moved away from having a single keynote that we hoped a tremendous amount of people all would have an interest in, and we changed our approach to offer multiple keynotes targeted to the various segments of the show, although with each keynote, everybody is invited. So if there's cross interest, the more the merrier. Would love to have them. But Mark Madison is the Tuesday morning keynote, and he's going to be leading Managing the Rapids of Change. Jisoo Hariri of Hariri and Hariri is going to be keynoting the Tuesday afternoon session and heading up the experience of a place and fusion of complementary opposites. This particular keynote session is sponsored by Interior Design. We've got Wednesday morning, James Dion of Dion Co. Incorporated is going to be speaking on negotiating skills for buyers, sellers, and everyone. Then we've got Wednesday afternoon, Doug Wilson, as I mentioned before, the Learning Channel and Discovery Home. He's going to be covering a session called Globally Yours, Tile and Stone. And then Thursday morning, we'll be hearing from Jim Bearden about playing to win in a changing world. And then finally, Thursday afternoon, Chad Oppenheim of Oppenheim Architecture and Design is going to be speaking. His title of his topic is In Search of Essence. So we're trying to give a little bit of something to everybody in every specific segment that we're catering to by bringing in six notable speakers.
Okay, and so those are the ones of most interest or the keynotes, and then you also have, you have a whole long schedule of all kinds of seminars that are going on during the show, right?
Yeah, we've got about 80 sessions, which is typical for us throughout the show, and some of which people can earn CEUs against, the ones that are offered by AIA, ASID, IIDA, and NKBA. They all offer CEUs. But yeah, it's an extensive educational program. Just the six keynotes are the marquee players that we're advertising, you know, up front.
All right, sounds very interesting. So for those people that are interested to perhaps take a look, I think they can go to the Coverings website and actually see the whole list, can't they?
Yeah, and that's probably the best way to do it. It wouldn't make sense for us to go through it in the limited time that we have, but yeah, www.coverings.com. and they'll find all of the information that they need.
And so let's, you know, we all know the situation we're in as far as, the economy being a little soft right now.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of feel do you get? I'm sure you've got, a flavor for the number of exhibitors and some hotel bookings. What kind of feedback can you tell us as far as what you think the traffic will be like this year?
Well, I'm pleased to say that our registration right now on attendance is up 30% versus last year, and we're coming off a year that had the highest attendance in history. So we're hopeful that that trend is going to translate to confirmed attendees on-site in Orlando. As far as the show floor goes, we are virtually sold out again, which again is a strong statement, especially, as you said, amidst a struggling economy, especially in the construction segment. But all of our metrics are looking strong for this year despite that, and I think that speaks to an investment on our part in not only continued extensive marketing, but segmented marketing efforts directed at new possible attendee segments that may or may not have been part of the show before. As a matter of fact, taking the show to Chicago last year was, in part at least, a way for us to drive attendance to the Orlando event, because it offered this product to a segment of the country that hadn't seen it in some time. So 50% of the attendees in Chicago were brand new attendees to coverings, and we're hoping to pull some of them back to Orlando this year, come April, May.
It actually, I guess being in Chicago last year gave you a little bit more of exposure to the designers in the business, didn't it?
That's right, and that was one of the reasons Chicago made a lot of sense. We had a huge increase in architect and designer folks show up at the show. We're trying to take advantage of that momentum and drive it into the Orlando event, and so far the numbers are reflecting success.
And I guess the weather's a little nicer down in Orlando, so there's a reason to come other than to go to the show. I think it's a nice side perk to go down to Orlando.
Oh, it is, and especially if you have a family and you want to do some stuff extraneous to the show, but it's always been a strong venue for us. I think this year's especially strong for some of the reasons I mentioned, but also because they missed a year. And, certain people to any trade show are local folks, and they're not going to travel to the show. So I think there's a renewed excitement even amongst those local folks that had been going to coverings in Orlando for 10 years. They missed it in 2007, and they're much more excited about going this year.
And Glenn, let me ask you, last year, as we said, it was in Chicago, this year in Orlando. Will it be going back and forth every other year between those two locations?
Well, yeah, the plan is for it to go back in 2009, but we're taking a very close look at that, and we haven't made a firm decision on what we're going to do in 2011. So it will be 2009 in Chicago, 2010 in Orlando, but we're still looking at whether or not it's going to be a rotation that goes back and forth after the year 2010. And that will be based purely on feedback we get for both venues as we move through the cycles.
And this show, your elevator speech as far as what coverings is, basically a show of porcelain and ceramic tile and everything you need to actually put those type of products in. How else do you explain it?
Yeah, it's a enormous event. I suppose if I could put it into a couple of sentences, it's the ultimate tile and stone experience in North America. No other single event offers more sources for buying and specifying tile and stone. And I think that sort of summarizes both the extent of the products that an attendee could see, but it also, I think, speaks to the fact that this is very much a buying event, and huge orders are placed on the show floor or as a direct result of the show. And so if tile and stone is something that you're interested in from an architectural standpoint or your retail store or really in any application whatsoever, coverings is the largest and most important show of its kind in the Western Hemisphere.
And so, you know, like you say, it's retailers, it's distributors, it's specifiers, architects, facility managers, even the tradesmen that put the product in. That's right.
And they're very important. Installation is a key component to this industry. You can buy a beautiful product. If you don't get it installed properly, you're not going to be as happy with it as if you had. So very important aspect of the event.
And actually, if you look at the statistics around ceramic tile right now, I mean, it is a very desirable, I guess the interest of ceramic tile has been picking up over the years. And if it's not second, it's a close third to being the most desired, third most desired floor covering in residential, I believe.
Well, yeah, it is, and it's something that the U.S. market is still learning about. As you know, Europe has been way ahead of the curve from the standpoint of utilizing these products across bunches of applications that we've historically not done. But, yeah, this product meets a lot of the needs, residentially and commercially, for that matter. And has been on a fairly striking growth curve. Unfortunately, the housing market and construction in general is down a little bit, so the industry as a whole is not growing like it was. But I think people are still finding applications for it that they didn't realize were the case, you know, fairly recently even.
I think, you know, even in the rest of the world, I mean, the U.S. is a little different, but in the rest of the world, ceramic tile is the number one floor covering. So, and I think that trend's catching on in this country.
Yeah, if you travel internationally, you see it. Pretty much everywhere you see, you know, drywall and pretty much every other surface here in the U.S., you see predominantly tile in Europe, whether it's a vestibule of a hotel or restrooms or you name it. They use it everywhere.
All right. So if you haven't yet made your plans, listeners need to know that Coverings is starts the 29th of this month and runs till May 2nd. And we've been talking to Glenn Feeder, who is president of the division that manages the show within the National Trade Productions. And this is Kemp Haar, and you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.